Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS.
3-7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills Global Company.
.com.
Full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, the new year's kicked off, and it's kicked off in a good way. Talking to Carson yesterday. We text all the time, and he's so positive, and he is the one leading this new group. And we also got numerous texts from Jim Hansen last night.
Boy, a lot of those, yeah.
Jim got very aggressive on the text line.
In what form?
Yeah. I just talked to Bill.
Just mostly better times, the FCS game.
Is that Dukes of Hazzard?
Dukes of Hazzard. Talked about that.
I wasn't on this one.
We got a lot, so Jim was very involved.
It's okay.
But he's got free time because everything's going so well with Currency, so he has free time to send out fun
text
to me and Jake.
Yeah, yes. fun text for sure.
Thank you, Currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for our last regular season edition of
Here We Go
NFL Winners and Losers. Ready, Sip?
Yeah, this is the last regular season edition.
Here we go. This, of course, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. The holidays are over, but you can still have Fuhrer's on your table. For the wintertime,
of course,
chili.
You can. I had some Fuhrer's on 2 days ago.
On
old school, just Doritos. Okay. Just dipped Doritos.
That sounds good.
Cool Ranch.
What kind of? Oh, Cool Ranch.
Yes.
The spread.
Week 18 was a little bit of a dud. A lot of teams already clinched playoff bids.
They're
playing a lot of backups, so this is not going to be the most fun one. But
just do
to
it.
The winners, number one, big win for the Seahawks. They clinched the number one seed. They beat the Niners 13-3. Seattle. 14 wins. They're the one seed in the NFC. We mentioned Sam Darnold back-to-back years of 14 wins with the Vikings last year, the Seahawks this year. Watch out for Seattle.
See the right guy there.
Yes. And I like their coach, McDonald. Not McDaniel, yeah. But Mike McDonald.
Got Jake Peets as the passing game coordinator. Jake Peets, ladies and gentlemen.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Number two winner. It wasn't a pretty game, and the Chargers had a lot of backups, but the Broncos clinched the one seed in the AFC 19-3 over the Chargers.
Okay.
Broncos 14-3 record this year.
14-3.
Impressive. Impressive team. Number three, it was an epic ending. It was not the prettiest ending for the Ravens, but the Steelers win 26-24 to clinch the AFC North on Sunday Night Football. Steelers have had an up-and-down season, as they usually do, but they're in the playoffs. They're playing the Texans at home this weekend. Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
Pittsburgh, a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, probably worth seeing.
At age 42, Aaron Rodgers.
Hope the weather's brutal.
I hope it is. I haven't seen the forecast.
I hope it is too. Cold and little flurries. I don't want to see snow it's like 6 inches deep on the field. I just, you know, the game's not as good.
You don't
good.
Like that?
But I like a little flurries. I want to see flurries.
Yep, I got you. I know exactly what you're saying.
Number four winner. This team has a big game at home, and if they win this, they're watch out. The Jags have won 8 straight games. They beat the Titans 41-7. They're 13-4. If they beat Buffalo and get over the hump against Josh Allen, I'm telling you, they could be in the Super Bowl. They could be your AFC representative. Jacksonville's good.
How about Jacksonville? The Jacksonville Jaguars. I wonder if Jacksonville, the city's in a lather right now.
I don't know if they lather. Well,
do they lather up?
Ain't they lather pretty good? Yeah, they'll lather.
They're probably saying, stop sending us to London. We want to be here in Jacksonville. Shad Khan, the owner.
I wonder if it's really exciting there.
I bet it is. I'm saying it is.
Yeah.
They have no other pro sports.
I'm wondering. Yeah.
That's all they have.
You're right.
That's it.
Roll up your sleeves.
Daytona 500.
Number five, this team lost, and they're still a winner.
Right,
the Panthers lose to the Bucs on Saturday, but because the Falcons beat the Saints, the Panthers are the NFC North champs. First time in the playoffs in 10 years. That was when Cam Newton brought them to the Super Bowl and lose to the Broncos that year. Their last time in the playoffs was that season.
This is pretty good, actually. This is pretty good.
To the losers, I mentioned this game already, but one big loser is the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Loop. Straight on kick from 44 yards. Straight away, no win, not really much win, pushes it right. Ravens out of the playoffs.
Oh. I saw that also. He didn't just push it right. It went way right.
Kind of a shank.
It was, yeah, it was like, it wasn't like, I might hang in there, it's right there. Nope, it was like, kicks up, kick. Very close to Byron Bennett's kick for the national championship.
Was it a bad hold or something? Bad snap?
I don't know, I didn't see that. Boy, there's some bad holds and bad snaps last night in that FCS game.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. That's where that cost him.
What's that kicker's name again?
For Tyler Loop?
Yeah, Tyler Loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Replaced Justin Tucker. Has not gone well for them since Justin Tucker.
Tyler Loop.
Gone. Number two through four are fired coaches. Number two, Jonathan Gannon, Cardinals, fired. 9 straight losses at the end of the year, and they got blown out in almost every game. It was ugly for the Cardinals.
That sucks.
I thought it was funny. The social media account on Sunday wishing him a happy birthday, fired him the next day. With the Cardinals.
Oh, well, they probably meant it, though. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're going to get fired.
You're going to get fired. And
but that's no job. I mean, that is what it is. Yeah.
Number three loser. This guy's had an epic career. We hope he can forget this 1 year with the Raiders, but Pete Carroll also fired. Great with USC. Great with Seattle. Horrific with... I hope we can just say this year never even happened and forget, you know.
They didn't sign him to a monster contract. I see they owe him $16 million. So it wasn't like they owe him $60 million. 16.
That's still pretty good for him.
Oh, no. For one, yeah, that's pretty good. Plus, Pete's like 75.
He's in mid-70s.
Yeah. You'd have a hard time spending that money. He's already got a couple hundred million in the bank.
God, what?
He should buy the speedboat you talked about last segment. Several of them.
God dang.
Number four. Loses.
1 year.
This guy won several games at the end of the year, but he got fired a half hour after the game. Raheem Morris for the Falcons. Done. Fired.
That one shocked me.
They beat the Rams last week. They beat the Saints this weekend. It wasn't enough to save Raheem Morris' job. He's out. Number five, this team is going to the playoffs, and they didn't play bad. But for a team that's been riding the high of winning close, epic games, 2 weeks in a row, the Bears lose to the Niners in an epic game last week. And then they're down 16-0 to Detroit. Tied up, but lose on a last-second field goal. Makes you question, do they have the magic going into the postseason? They had all year.
That's a great question, Jake.
They lived off that.
Right now, they're not feeling powerful.
No, they're not feeling like Nebraska.
No.
They're not feeling like you. You feel powerful.
And that is your NFL winners and losers. That's
sponsored good.
By our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Playoffs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in the NFL. You can watch Amazon Prime Saturday night for NFL.
I do like that they have the Monday night game.
Do you?
I do like that. I enjoy that because it's always like, okay, that's kind of interesting because there's nothing else on.
This is a great time of year.
Your schedule for that real quick. Rams-Panthers, 3:30 on Saturday on Fox. Packers-Bears, 7 p.m. on Prime on Saturday.
Jeez.
Sunday, Bills-Jags, CBS at noon. Niners-Eagles, 3:30 on Fox in Philly. And Chargers at the Patriots, 7 o'clock on NBC. Monday Night Football, 7:15, Texans at the Steelers.
Jeez.
But kind of like that.
Jeez.
I'll kind
of
like
rundown
that.
Of the playoffs.
I'm just glad there's a Sunday night game. The Sunday night game I really enjoy. That's my favorite game of the year. Every other week. The NBC Sunday night game because they can flex that, meaning that they can take the best game like they did this last week and they took Pittsburgh in that game for the Sunday night game. Monday night, those games are scheduled all the way through, so they can't flex them.
They actually had a pretty good schedule this year.
Wasn't bad.
Monday night, a couple years ago, was horrific, and this year is pretty solid. But yeah, Sunday night was definitely a lot of good flex games there. Hmm. All right, it is time to play the game show. Give us
here
a call
we go.
Right now, 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels.
Damned.
To Bagels and Joe.
You got an ice cream machine.
You guys did lose yesterday. Thank you to Rich Rodriguez over there. Right?
Yes.
That was Rich Rodriguez?
Rich Rodriguez said that. You got an ice cream machine.
Today's topic is NFL player colleges. What schools are these NFL players, current ones, not from the 70s, current NFL players go to?
Okay. Current?
Yes.
Oh, we should. Come on.
If you think you know current sports. NFL players and where they went
we should have a chance sports. At this. Yeah, sports.
Call us right now. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. I'm trying to get a caller's name here from Connor back there.
Connor.
0-1 in the week for you guys. Yesterday was a tough loss.
Yeah, we hung in there.
In 2004 NFL draft.
I liked it. I liked the game.
Did we guys lose in overtime yesterday or not? Was it 2-1? I think you got a question
no,
right for sure.
It was 2-1.
You didn't get blanked.
I got an early one right and
cool
it hurt.
Name. Sweet name.
Tate. All right. We had Tate. Tate is gone.
Tate is a great name. Else.
I think there must be something going wrong with the mechanics over there. I don't think Tate hung up on
the corner's
us.
Getting I know. Beat
the
over
corner.
There.
We got our cover three corner right now.
We're going to pull you off the field,
yeah, Connor. I told him the first couple days can be difficult on the phones, but we worked
Connor.
Through.
We had somebody we've had dead air, Connor.
We had somebody right for 3 months who had issues with the phones. Yeah. I don't speak of that person.
3 months.
3 months of this happening?
How about the whole tenor they were here for 3 months? But we don't name names at all.
That would not be me. But before me.
It was pre-Bill.
402. I'll take this up here, Connor. 464-568.
It's all right. You're fine.
Line's open. Tater, call Tater.
You're 100% fine.
Call back.
Connor, you're not getting fired.
No, you're not getting fired.
You got Bo Pribula.
You got Pribula.
You did.
You broke that story.
Yeah.
He broke the story.
I got it. All right. If you can hear me, you're on the line. Who do we have here?
This is Tate.
All right, Tate.
Tater.
Thanks for calling back, Tate.
T-Dog.
First question goes to you, Tate. What school did Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers go to?
Maryland.
Maryland is the guess. It was a very confident, incorrect guess.
I want to guess.
You're free to do
I'm just going to guess. If we lose, we lose.
Now, hold on. Do you want to do this?
Nice. What I do. I want to guess. I'm going to live it on the edge.
Okay, please.
Boston College.
Is it Boston College?
Right.
Brilliant.
Boom. There you go. There's your lead. I'm out.
How about Tate being very confident, though?
He did.
How about Bill being very confident?
I was thinking Stephon Diggs.
You were.
That was the best. Maryland. Nope.
All right, 1-0.
Good job.
Lead.
Thanks, Tater.
Boston College.
All right, 1-0 lead. Sip, first question. Bill, can I help you?
I'm out, guys.
What school did Panthers rookie star wide receiver Teteroa McMillan go to?
Come on.
Top 10 pick.
Lay up.
What's his name?
Come on.
Teteroa McMillan.
Can I go?
Washington.
Can I do it again?
Washington.
No, you can't. Don't say it out loud. We have a chance for a steal. Tate, what school is that?
Arizona.
Brilliant. I didn't know. I flagged.
He was top 10 pick.
He had a good year for the Panthers, too. Playoff team. All right, back to you for the lead, Tate. Last question. What school did Bengals running back Chase Brown go to?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, Illinois.
Yeah. Brilliant. I knew that one. He's had a good year.
He has.
Yeah, it's a really good year.
A little surprising to me.
They have two really good running backs. I mean, one good running back. They have two great receivers. Other good, and then good, like a quarterback, and then they're out.
Their defense is rough.
Defense is horrible.
Yeah, bad defense this year. All right, Sip, Bill, can I help you for the tie? What school did Bears running back Kyle Manungai go to?
Oh, I got that. Yeah. He went to Rutgers.
There we go. We're in it. We're in this thing now.
This will go to
who's setting the number? What's going on, Jake?
It's Tate. You guys had the number last time we did this. So Tate, this is for you. Bill and Sip will go confirm over under your number, Tate. How many players rushed for 1,000 yards or more this year in the NFL?
I don't know. Let's just go nine.
Over under nine. They're talking.
I don't even know.
17 game season.
Yeah, I'm going way over. I'm gonna say way over.
Brilliant.
Give me a number.
I'm at 17.
17 on the dot. 17's right. Right there.
You got it on the dot.
You got it on the dot.
How about that?
We'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
calling
Tate.
On the road. Nice try.
48-20. Yeah, Tate. Good job. 48-29-1 is a good record. We're doing good.
Yeah, we're resetting in about a week.
Yeah, reset. Hello.
17.
Don't bring that up. 48-29-1.
Yes. How about you getting that on the dot, though? 17.
Hey, Connor. Yeah. Connor, part of your job is the board now.
Yeah.
Update the board.
See, the record.
Point it.
Connor's not liking our direction.
No.
Connor, just go with it.
Yeah.
It's just like we're your coach.
Yeah. We are the coaches here. Yeah.
Connor, we probably need to have a staff meeting here when we get done. It needs to be a staff.
Some concerns.
Palms up and pushing back on us right now a lot.
Concerns have sprung up.
Yes, it's sprung up. Question McSafety playing safety, too.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice win.
Thank you, Jake.
You would not have had Zay Flowers.
No, I would not have had Zay Flowers.
I was always so blown away when they talk about Zay Flowers from Boston College. I'm like, really? Starting in the NFL, he's a Boston College receiver.
He was a first-round pick. Yes. He was a first-round pick several years ago.
So imagine was that a Daisy
imagine the money he missed out on. Can you imagine Zay Flowers this year with a year left of eligibility? Where he was going to go to, maybe? Oh, man.
He's a millionaire. He would be.
Yeah.
Who did he play for at Boston College? Would that have been Daisio?
I think it was Jeff Halfley.
Was it Halfley?
Might have been Halfley.
Daisio was there.
Daisio, yeah. I think that was right after.
I think this would have been Halfley.
I think that was Jeff Halfley.
807. Sure. Yeah. Anyway, 807 in Lincoln.
All right. That's a big win.
Steve. Not going over this week. 1-1.
He's got our streak down at win.
We don't go.
He's got us. We've won two in a row.
That's not true. You won one in a row. You lost yesterday. W1.
Connor, we'll have a staff meeting. We'll have McSafety come into the...
if you don't mind.
If you don't mind.
McSafety join us.
McSafety will come into the producer's room.
Hour 3 is next.
There's a couple things to address.